Cole was going to pop the question. The setting was perfect. A starlit summer evening, an elegant seaside restaurant. The sounds of crystal and silver gently clinking over quiet murmurs of conversation. At Jason's request, the Friday night trio was playing Love Town, and a few dreamy couples swayed to the nostalgic melody. Candlelight flickered over their half-empty champagne flutes, illuminating Jason's endearingly nervous face. He was sweating a little, and his eyes darted with barely suppressed trepidation. Rosa could tell he wanted to get this right. She knew he was wondering, should I reach across the table, go down on one knee, or is that too hokey? Go for it, Jason, she wanted to urge him. Nothing's too hokey when it's true love. She also knew the ring lay nestled in a black velvet box, concealed in the inner pocket of his dinner jacket, right next to his racing heart. Come on, Jason, she thought. Don't be afraid. And then, just as she was starting to worry that he'd chickened out, he did it. He went down on one knee. A few nearby diners shifted in their chairs to look on fondly. Rosa held her breath while his hand stole inside his jacket. The music swelled. He took the box from his pocket, and she saw his mouth form the words, "Will you marry me?" He held out the ring box, opening the hinged lid to reveal the precious offering. His hand shook a little. He still didn't know for sure if she would have him. Silly man, thought Rosa. Didn't he know the answer would be,
"Table 7 sent back the risotto," said Leo, the head waiter, holding a thick china bowl in front of Rosa.
"Leo, for crying out loud," she said, craning her neck to see past him. "Can't you tell I'm busy here?"
She pushed him aside in time to watch her best friend, Linda Lipschitz, stand up from the table and fling her arms around Jason.
"Yes," Linda said,
although from across the dining room, Rosa had to read her lips.
"Yes, absolutely, attagirl," thought Rosa, her eyes misting.
Leo followed her gaze to the embracing couple.
"Sweet," he said. "Now what about my risotto?"
"Take it back to the kitchen," Rosa said.
"I knew the mango chutney was a bad idea anyway, and you can tell Butch I said so."
She let Leo deal with it as she walked across the dining room. Linda was wreathed in smiles and tears. Jason looked positively blissful and, perhaps, weak with relief.
"Rosa, you won't believe what just happened," Linda said.
Rosa dabbed at her eyes.
"I think I can guess."
Linda held out her hand, showing off a glittering marquise-cut diamond in a gold cathedral setting.
"Oh, honey."
Rosa hugged Linda and gave Jason a kiss on the cheek.
"Congratulations, you two," she said. "I'm so happy for you."
She'd helped Jason pick out the ring, told him Linda's size, selected the music and menu, ordered Linda's favorite flowers for the table. They'd set the scene in every possible way. Rosa was good at things like this, creating events around the most special moments in people's lives. Other people's lives. Linda was babbling, already making plans.
"We'll drive over to see Jason's folks on Sunday and then get everyone together to set a date."
"Slow down, my friend," Rosa said with a laugh. "How about you dance with your fiancé?" Linda turned to Jason, her eyes shining.
"My fiancé. God, I love the sound of that."
Rosa gave the couple a gentle shove toward the dance floor. As he pulled Linda into his arms, Jason looked over her shoulder and mouthed a thank you to Rosa. She waved, dabbed at her eyes again, and headed for the kitchen. Back to work. She was smiling as she crossed the non-skid mat and entered the kitchen through the swinging doors. Quiet elegance gave way to controlled chaos. Glaring lights and flaming grills illuminated the crush of prep workers, line cooks, and the sous chef hurrying back and forth between stainless steel counters. Waiters tapped their feet,